Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when you lie down in bed at the end of a day, what do you think about? Do you sometimes find yourself replaying in your mind the events of the day? Do you think about things you said or did that you wish you hadn't? Do you think about things you wish you had said or done, but didn't? Do you sometimes worry about what someone now thinks of you because of those things that you said or did, or didn't say or do, but should have? Or as you lie in bed, do you perhaps think ahead to the next day, the next week, the coming years? Do you worry about what the future holds for you? Do you worry about your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, your parents? Are there times when something leads you to think even further ahead? Do you find yourself ever feeling some worry or doubt about what will happen when your time in this life comes to an end? If you happen to be at a point in life where you're not experiencing any of those kinds of worries or that kind of stress, then be thankful for that and enjoy that blessing. But also know that about 2 out of 3 of the people around you in America today say that stress is something that they are currently struggling with day to day. It's a very common problem, and in many cases it largely comes down to the kinds of things I was just mentioning. People feeling troubled about how they have been doing compared to how they wish they had been doing, and people worrying about what lies ahead in the future. Well, Jesus knew that we would face those kinds of difficulties in this life. So in this morning's gospel reading, Jesus tenderly invites us to come to him, to lay those worries and fears down before him, and to find in him rest for our souls. Jesus invites us to join him in looking at life through new eyes, to see things differently, to stop looking back in regret over what we've done, and to stop looking forward in worry over what we might do or what might happen, and to instead look at things as they are and see what the Lord is doing. First, Jesus invites us to pause and look with him at this creation and to see shining through this creation the love and care of our Creator. Consider the ravens, Jesus says to us today. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. And again, Jesus says to us, consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And then Jesus asks us to consider what that now means for us. Having shown us how our Creator so graciously cares for the ravens, Jesus now says to each of us, of how much more value are you than the birds? Having shown us how our Creator so gloriously arrays even the flowers and plants in the field, Jesus now says to each of us, if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? See how your Creator cares for even what might appear to be the least significant parts of his creation. And ask yourself whether the God who so graciously cares for them would care any less for you, whom he has already taken into his family as his own beloved child. See how God cares for even the fleeting things of this world, the things that do not last. And ask yourself whether the God who so lovingly cares for them would care any less for you, whom he has given eternal life and for whom he has prepared an everlasting home. Take a look around you, Jesus is saying. See beyond your day planner and see that there is a creator who lovingly formed you and who does have good plans for you, both in this life and beyond. See beyond the time that seems to be slipping through your hands and see that your days are in your Father's hands and that there is no better place to be. And now, having taken a look at this world and your place in this world through new eyes, now also take a look at your past and your future with new eyes. Do you have regrets over things you have said or done? Then sit with the Lord, look at your past through his eyes, and see that all of those sins, all of your sins, have been taken away. Listen to him in his word and hear him say to you that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your transgressions from you. Those sins were nailed to Jesus' cross, and they are yours no more. Do you perhaps worry that you haven't done enough? That you haven't lived a holy enough, righteous enough life to please the Lord? Then sit with the Lord, look at yourself through his eyes, and see that in exchange for your sins, which he has taken away, he has now covered you in Christ's righteousness, so that you have a righteousness that is not based on your works. A righteousness that is yours through faith in Jesus Christ. Looking toward the future, do you worry about the coming days, weeks, months, or years? Consider the ravens, consider the lilies, and how God provides for them. And then also sit with the Lord and listen again as he speaks to you in his word. Hear him promise that he will give you the strength for whatever comes your way, that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hear him promise that neither trouble nor hardship nor anything in all creation will ever be able to separate you from his love. And know that he always keeps his promises. Hear him say to you in the words of Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Do you at times experience worry or doubt about what lies even further down the road, about what awaits you beyond this life? Then sit once more with Jesus and look at your future through his eyes. Listen to him and his word and hear him say to you, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, there you also may be. Finally, do you worry about what people might think of you because of things you have said or done in the past? Or do you worry about the challenge of living up to people's expectations and earning people's approval in the future? Then sit one more time with Jesus, listen to him and his word, and learn from him that the only approval that really matters is that of your heavenly Father. And know that by God's grace, through faith in Jesus, you have his approval already. After all, this is the Father who runs out to throw his arms around every prodigal son or daughter coming to him. In this life, we all will have times when we do feel worry, stress, anxiety. But when those times come, Jesus wants you to know that he is there for you. And he invites you to come to him and find in him the peace that you need. A peace that this world cannot give. A peace that passes all understanding. Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That rest and that peace are God's gifts to you in Christ Jesus, your Savior. Gifts that are perfectly free to you because Christ himself paid for them in full on the cross. There on the cross, Jesus took care of your past and he secured your future so that you can know his peace in the present. By giving himself into death as the atoning sacrifice for your sins, Jesus has taken away all the sins of your past. By his victorious resurrection from the dead, Jesus has shown you what lies ahead in your future. And so in the present, we are invited to come to him and find rest for our souls, to nourish our souls with the bread of life, to drink from streams of living water, to be still and know that he is God. And with our souls at rest in him, we can then go to bed at night, not anxious, but at peace, knowing that we are in the care of a God who, as we hear in the 121st Psalm, a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps, but watches over us so that we can all sleep in peace. So here again, Jesus' words from this morning's gospel reading. Have no fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That is God's will for you. May his will be done. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.